On today's show, Ford's UAW agreement is in jeopardy. Volvo makes one of its engineers sweat out his design, and all the latest reveals from the LA Auto Show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 19th of 2015. The new UAW labor contract is running into trouble again. Last month, FCA workers rejected their contract until union leaders went back to the bargaining table and were able to sweeten the deal. Then the GM contract hit a snag when skilled trades workers rejected the deal, even though production workers approved it. The union decided to put the ratification process on hold, which still remains up in the air. And now Ford's agreement with the UAW is in jeopardy. At least three quarters of the votes are in, and so far, 52% have rejected it. Workers haven't had a pay raise in nearly 10 years, and while an increase is part of the new deal, union members don't feel it's enough for the sacrifice they had to pay. Voting ends tomorrow, and the results will be announced the following day, but it doesn't look good at the moment. When Volvo redesigned its best-selling heavy truck, the FH, it wanted to demonstrate its new forward collision warning system with emergency braking. So it fully loaded an FH at its proving grounds and used an inflatable car to demonstrate how the truck will automatically slam on its brakes if it's about to get in an accident. Nice, but not very dramatic. So the company decided it would be a lot more interesting to use a real car. And then, to make it more interesting still, they put the engineer who designed that emergency system in the car. As you can see from the video, the system works impressively well. But we've gotta believe that guy in the car was still sweating bullets as that semi was bearing down on him. And still to come, we'll look at some of the big reveals from the LA Auto Show.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Buick pulled the wraps off the all-new LaCrosse. As you can see, its styling is significantly different. Most notably, its grille, which is smaller than before, also has wing elements on each side of the logo. The car is longer, lower, and wider than the current model, but it also is 300 pounds lighter. It's built on an updated Epsilon platform that's shared with the Chevy Malibu and Impala. Under the hood is a new 3.6-liter V6 that's mated to an 8-speed automatic that also comes with start-stop technology. The interior has a sleeker look, and it's available with a host of new amenity and safety features. The all-new LaCrosse goes on sale early next summer. As we pointed out the other day, Subaru has been one of the hottest-selling brands in the U.S. market this year, and now the automaker is giving us a look at its design future with the Impreza sedan concept. Subaru calls its design language Dynamic X-Solid, which keeps its recognizable hexagonal grille, but also adds Hawkeye headlights and wing-like rear taillights. When the all-new Impreza launches, no time on when that'll be just yet, it will be the first example to use the automaker's new modular platform. Toyota has twice shown off a wild-looking crossover concept that's a little bit smaller than the RAV4 called the CHR. Last year in Paris, Toyota said the vehicle was its vision of a future C-segment crossover. Then in September at the Frankfurt Motor Show, it said it had the intention of launching the CHR as a mass-market version in the not-so-distant future. Now at LA, we're learning it won't carry a Toyota badge on its nose, but rather a Scion badge. And it sure makes sense for Scion to get the vehicle. Its sales are down, and what better way to pick them up than to enter the red-hot crossover segment, an area where Scion didn't have a single entrant. The automaker says a production version of the CHR will be shown in 2016. Coming up next, Mazda introduces the all-new CX-9, and helps Fiat develop a new sports car.
Hey!
Hey!
Did you have a good nap?
The
the Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
As you know, sales of crossovers are booming in the American market. And that's why Mazda developed the all-new CX-9 for North America. The CUV features its Kodo design language and most notably has a larger grille. It's the first vehicle in Mazda's lineup to offer the company's new SkyActiv 2.5-liter direct-injected turbocharged gasoline engine. Along with its 6-speed automatic, the powertrain cranks out 250 horsepower with 93-octane gasoline, it drops to 227 with 87-octane, and 310 pound-feet of torque. The new CX-9 goes on sale next spring in the U.S. Speaking of Mazda, a few years back, the Japanese automaker partnered with Fiat to jointly develop a new sports car based on the next-gen Miata MX-5. As you know, the new Miata was already introduced, and it's now on sale. But we haven't seen Fiat's version. Till now, that is. The company is reviving the 124 Spider nameplate for the rear-wheel drive car. It's got a nice look that's a little bit more stylish than the Mazda, and as you can see, except for the Fiat badging, the interior is pretty much the same as the Miata. Under the hood is a 1.4-liter four-cylinder that can be matched to a 6-speed manual or automatic transmission. That setup helps crank out 160 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque. The Fiat 124 Spider goes on sale next summer in North America. And if you want to learn more about the LA reveals, make sure you tune into Autoline After Hours later today. John and Gary are out at the show, and they'll be interviewing executives from Lincoln, Ford, Fiat, and Buick GMC about their latest reveals. So tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Autoline.tv for some of the best gearhead talk in the business. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and making Autoline a part of your day.